Games Productions presents an AD&D First Edition Actual Play Podcast. The Legend of Fin Fang Foom. Now, here are your players.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
I'm playing Ko.
I'm Professor Thork. I'm playing Tamiko.
I'm Old School Chris. I'm playing Morataki Ashikatsu, a Shukenja.
I'm John. I'm playing Fon Op, a Shukenza Duckman.
Hi, this is DM Glenn, and I am playing the monk Who Do That.
I'm Dwayne. I am playing the Wuzhen Karuka.
And I am your Dungeon Master, DM Vince. So you guys were last in the room that you've always started in every adventure, apparently. So you were resting, recovering.
Lighting up the spot I made for the last three times I was there.
Yeah. So what's going on now, guys? What are you doing? Don't all speak at once.
Now, what time of day is this?
You don't know exactly.
Well, did we wake up or what? I mean, well, I should probably pull the rest of the people. What are we doing?
Peek outside? You might be able to tell approximately what time it is.
That's a good idea, Ollie. Why don't we look outside?
Well, aren't you in the room buried all the way down in the tomb?
We got a telescope.
You got a telescope down? Oh, okay.
No, he's got a favorite room. I thought he meant the one upstairs.
A periscope, yeah. Yeah, you're right. We don't know what day it is. I just want to... Last time we were here, we set up camp, right? Guys, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yeah, you went back. Yes. You went back into the dungeon. You went back into this room where you were barricaded in from both sides so you can rest.
Okay.
As far as I remember. I'm sure it's off... Off the timeline somewhere, and someone will comment, "Dude, the fluctuation of the capacitor is wrong," or some shit. It's a game. Who gives a fuck? So, what are you guys doing?
I'm getting my spells.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we'll declare it's morning. You guys rested. You're all better.
I did my practice last night, my martial arts practice last night. I did my meditation this morning. Had some breakfast. Ready to go.
You're ready to go. So you can go back into the tunnels, back into the crypt, back out the crypt doors.
Let us go towards the danger.
And that's where the T intersection was. And to the left was the ancient church that you found with the double doors.
Oh, yes. Is that where I had the vision?
Maybe.
Okay, fine.
We bring our ghost with us.
Yeah, is he following us?
Yes, he's walking alongside of you.
Hey, just got ahead for us.
Check for traps.
Send in the ghost.
All right, so which way are you going? You can go straight down the hall, or you can make a right going east.
Wait a minute. Bill, we should turn right.
That's what I rolled. Let's do it.
Okay, so you turn right. The hallway goes about 30 feet down. The lights flick on and off. You go down the hallway. There's a little bit of dust. They didn't pay the electric bill on this end, kind of.
Lights flick on and off.
Yeah, they flick on and off. Flick on and off. Shut up, Glenn. And then the path heads south for another 30 feet. And then you come upon a door on the south wall. Or you can go continue down the hallway to the east now.
We come to a door.
Yes, a door.
I adore it. No.
And to the east, the hallway goes down about 15 feet, and you see another door. And then if you follow it down another 15 feet, there's a door on the east wall, which ends the hallway.
Should we check these doors?
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
As you walk over to the door to the south, you notice that the path... The path does continue in the east, about 15 feet in between the first and second door described, heading to the north, and ending in a door about 20 feet down that hallway. So you got a bunch of doors here to try out today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Ladies, I mean Glenn.
The gods feel very good about door number 3.
Ah, good. I will check door number 3.
So you're going to head all the way down the hallway to the very eastern door at the end of the hallway.
Well, that maybe the gods like door number 2.
I'll do whatever you tell me to, okay?
Well, there's a set of them that we're coming up to, right? Left and right?
Yeah.
We should check these first. If there's a bunch of doors along here?
There's just 2 doors. The door to the south, and if you head another couple, 5 feet, 10 feet, there's another door. And that's it. And then there's a door all the way to the very east, and then there's a door all the way to the north down the hallway.
Should at least check the first one we come to.
I go to the closest door and listen. I got a 10% chance. Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
I am 99.
Wow.
Glenn, you can't even hear yourself walking to the door.
Okay.
Take your helmet off.
What you hear in your ear is, you got tinnitus all of a sudden.
Yeah, ringing in my ears.
Darn government doing testing again.
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear nothing in the door.
All right.
Must be clear.
Is it locked?
You trying it?
Yeah.
You were able to pull the door right open.
Okay.
Inside the room appears to be it looks like a quarters of a bedroom quarters. There's like 3 beds. There is a small little pit in the middle, which looks like it was like a small fire pit. Mm. And there is a chest at the end of the room, which appears to be a normal, common, everyday clothing chest at first glance.
Very interesting. I go to the chest.
Okay. It's a wooden chest.
Is it locked?
It actually has no locks on it. It's just a plain clothing chest, it looks like.
Wow.
Is it like a wardrobe?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe if we go into it, we'll find a pathway to another land.
No, yeah, Narnia's on the other side. Bad joke.
Very bad joke. That's okay. We're all about the bad jokes, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, I will open it.
Okay. You see steps going down.
UMF. No, I didn't say that. After you.
Who's going in?
Why don't I just stick my head in there and shut it briefly and use my infravision to see, you know, get an idea of how far these go down and what may be down at the bottom.
So you're going to chop the duck's head off by putting it in this?
Well, you know, the rest of me too, you know. So you don't want to see me with my head chopped off. I just run around the room like crazy.
That's a chicken.
Yeah, or
rooster. You know, we ducks, you know.
So your duck man's going to go inside the
blind duck man. Are you still blind from that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The blind duck man.
I forgot about that. The mirror blinded me.
He doesn't see anything. It's all clear.
Yeah. It's all clear.
Is that wear off?
He's a blind. So,
Who's going in?
I'll do it. I have a vision too, so I'm small, so.
Okay, should I fluck off the torch?
Just close it. I'll go in and then close the lid on me, and I'll peek around.
All right, you go inside there, close the lid on you, and you see the steps go down about...
we open it up again, it's just a regular wardrobe.
Yeah. 15 feet, and you see that it lands on a small platform that heads... actually, when you go down the steps, the platform turns and goes to the north, and then it goes down about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet, and then there's steps going back up.
What?
What?
The steps, I didn't quite get that. The steps go down, then the steps go back up.
The steps go down. There's like a walkway down there that heads north. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet. And there's steps going back up.
Oh, okay. Like it's a, okay. I'll tap on the chest and tell them what I see and tell them to go check it out if they want to come or not.
Oh, I'm there. I'm okay. There.
Probably just connects to the bedroom so they can have a little fun after curfew or something.
Hey, checkers.
Yeah. Who's going?
I'm going.
Okay, Glenn's going.
Well, we should all go down.
Yeah.
Then we all rush in and surprise somebody in the room.
Okay, fine. You all go in.
Yep.
We all go down.
You all go down the steps. You all carefully travel down the path heading north. Back up the stairs to what seems the stairs stop at a wall.
A wall?
A stone wall.
Oh my goodness. I better look for hidden doors.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, I guess I will.
I'll look too.
Okay.
Go ahead, bro.
What am I... What,
I got
what
a five.
You notice a big giant switch on the side of the wall.
Okay, let's pull the switch.
You pull the switch, this door slides open, and you're in a hallway that heads to the west, or it heads to the east and go for 5 feet or so, and then heads back down south.
And there's a sign on the wall that says, confused yet?
Yes.
You won't be after this episode of...
Okay, pick a direction.
Flip the coin. Let's go west.
So you head west, 5, 10, 15, 20 feet, and you can go to the south where you see a door, or you can head north down a really long hallway, or you can head west a little bit longer.
Door. We like doors.
So you head south to the door, and it looks kind of familiar. You gonna open it or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, open the familiar door.
And it's the tomb.
Ah, okay.
Okay, maybe we should go back and go the other way.
Which other way?
Okay, so we were at that T intersection then.
Yes, you were.
Okay.
So where did that secret door come out then in relationship to the tomb?
It just basically was what it was. You guys surmised it was an escape route in case someone was barring down the door. They can escape, go down the tunnel, and appear back 25 feet down the hallway to escape.
All right. That connects up that other empty hallway we hadn't explored yet.
Yeah.
Is that... Okay.
Very tricksy.
Okay, so... Let's go back to this, where all the doors were, the four doors.
You head back east, and you head back south, and there's a door again. You can see the same chest there in the room. And there's another door next to it. It mirrors the same room to you just were in. The same exact setup. Wow. You look inside the chest, you see there's another pair of steps there as well.
We'll do that again. That was so fun last time.
Yeah. Boy, we can't get enough of that.
Are these leading in the opposite direction?
These?
I mean, like, the one was going north, say, and this one's going south?
You want to go down and look?
Yeah.
You head down the stairs, and this path heads north, but a lot longer than the other path, because your vision is cut short. You can't see as far as it goes this time. Unless you continue walking.
No. I'll let them know what I see. It goes a lot farther north. Does it seem like it goes down farther?
No, it would. Every time you walk another 5 feet, it extends your vision. And you see it keeps going, and then you finally stop and turn around.
Alright, so it goes... I just tell them, seems like it's going a lot deeper than the other one did.
It's past your 30 feet of vision, is pretty much what I'm saying.
Ah. Well, maybe we better keep going then. Yes, no.
Alright.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Improvision up front? Trap checker up front?
What? Yeah, trap checker, okay. Trap checker with the AC of 10? Okay. Let's go.
Okay, you start heading down there. You're creeping down the hallway. Creeping down the hallway. You see the hallway is going north, and it starts trending off to the west now.
Ooh.
Slowly you notice that you're heading more westerly as you're going. And then the hallway finally stops, and above you, you can see, which looks like to be a hatch in the floor. Well, the ceiling, I should say, for you, would be a hatch in the floor.
Hatch in the floor, you're saying, or the ceiling?
Sorry.
Tell me again.
It's on the ceiling.
It's on the ceiling. Oh, okay, fine. Is there a lever or anything around here?
Yes, there's a spring leather on lever on it, sorry.
All right, I pulled the lever.
The door falls down, and you smell wood. And oil. And you also hear somebody sleeping.
There's a cabinet maker up there. Sleep.
How high up is the ceiling?
It's from you to the trap door?
Yeah.
Nah. 6-7 feet. You guys are kind of crouched down, so.
So we can boost somebody up there.
Yeah, yeah. Very easily.
Yeah. I nominate the duck. Is he the shortest one?
Well, is he still in duck form? We could just throw him up through the hole.
Whack! Whack!
Whoever's sleeping, what about... Chris's girlfriend, are you crying yet? Sorry. She'll like that one. Anyway, so can we get the duck up there, or who's smaller? Who's smallest?
Up to you guys.
I'm like I could pole.
I could actually turn into a duck and fly up. I can now change shape twice a day.
Oh, beans. There you cool. Go.
Now, mind you, all my clothes fall away, and so if I change back without my clothes, I'll be a naked duck man. But, but I've got feathers around me, so hey.
Yeah. Fortunately, no. He keeps his feathers numbered for such an emergency. Well, I think we can live with that. We'll just carry your clothes.
Yeah, I'll throw your clothes in my pack.
Okay. So, I change into my duck form.
And I throw him up there. Go!
The person that is sleeping is no longer sleeping.
I thought I'd give a little boost.
Yeah, they threw you through the room, you go quack, quack, all of a sudden you hear the trap door shut, and you're by yourself. You see, it's a dwarven fella, he wakes up, grabs his axe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's this noise?
We're stuck for dinner.
He starts looking around, and he obviously sees you pecking around and moving around. How'd this duck get in here, he says. Anyway, looks like a good fine meal.
Oh, God.
Keep flying.
Time to take evasive maneuvers.
You can actually hear him stomping over the trap door now as he's getting closer to the duck.
Pull it.
It's the duck!
Are you pulling the trap?
Yeah.
Nice. He misses a saving throw and falls on top of you guys.
All right.
Oh, great.
No damage.
Here comes the duck. It lands right on top of him.
No, the duck is still up there. The dog's like, what's going on? Ow! What are all you people doing down here?
What does he look like?
He's, let's see, 4'2". He's got a red beard, long red hair. He's got leather, really dirty, disgusting leather armor on. And he's got a hand axe.
So I speak to him in Korobukuru and say, hello, friend. That's dwarf talk.
He goes,
thank you for clearing that up.
Thanks for clearing that. He goes, huh? What do you want? Oh. What do you want? Are you here to kill me?
Duck.
That's your duck. Quack, quack.
Hello, Fred.
Why did you scare the bejesus out of me?
Sorry, we're exploring this temple. Well, you don't look like you belong here.
No, I was part of the original party that came down here to explore many, many years ago. I've been trapped in here ever since.
He must smell.
He does.
Well, consider yourself rescued then.
Give him to the Wu Jin.
Hey!
He says, thank you.
So you can't get out of your room there?
No, it's barricaded in. I can't get out. Somebody on the other side has barricaded the door shut. Quack, quack. He says, can I have your duck? I'm very, very hungry.
No, we have some food you can have.
But the duck would be... I know how to roast duck nicely.
He has a magic duck. He helps us out.
I can't eat the duck. The duck is a friend.
Right. Are you going to shapeshift back from a duck yet or what?
Okay, I'll turn back into my duck man form.
So you're Howard the Duck now?
Yeah. There are certain advantages, such as improvision, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's just plain wrong.
I got this image of his before he came along. He's good. Please, God, send me a sign so I can get out of here. This duck comes up. A sign!
He's like, no, I was having good dreams, and you woke me up.
Well, we
the gods have seen fit for us to rescue you.
Well,
does he come across like an Asian dwarf or
no, a Western dwarf. Westernized or foreign?
Oh wow! You're so from
probably
not from around here, eh?
I'm not from Canada.
Well, how long was he trapped here?
He says for quite a while. He lost track after a month.
Wow.
I explained to him the reason why we're here.
Oh, God's giving him the fast version of the story, apparently.
Yeah, it's like, I'd roleplay it, but I tried to get a word in.
He goes, oh, that's why you're here.
Yes.
Well, there's dead end up in my room here. I mean, other than some supplies of food that I've had and some water that I've been trying to save. I don't have much left.
I give him some rice cakes.
What the hell is this, he says.
I'll give him some sake.
Oh, that's
good. This I understand.
That's got a good kick to it.
Yeah, eat the rice cake and drink the sake pretty soon you forget about the rice cake.
He leans over to Hudat real close and he goes, man, I thought I smelled. What's with that guy over there?
Better not to know. He is a magic person.
Oh, well, couldn't he magically clean himself up?
He's not high enough level for that. No, I mean... True. We tried to draw him in the river before, but it didn't work.
Mm. I think just throwing him in the river would make him feel like a wet cat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw a bar of soap on top of him.
I think we should give him a military bath.
Yeah. What, pee on him?
No, Glenn. I don't know what military you've been in.
That's just the first day.
Yeah.
He feels his stench increases his mighty power as a Wojak.
Mm. Okay.
Don't ask me, he told me.
So let's get the heck out of here then.
Good idea.
You gonna follow the path back?
Yep.
Now, question, should we lead him back up if he wants to leave? Or basically make him come with us?
Did you come by yourself?
I had six other brave dwarfs as myself with me.
And what happened to them?
I ate them.
Okay. I step away from dwarf.
Yeah, that was his food supplies he had that lasted.
That was his food supply, yeah. No, they died. They died bravely in battle.
Did he kill them kosher?
Yes. Never. He said that they went up against this giant dragon and they all lost.
Not good.
Yeah, how a giant dragon got down here, he still is wondering.
I hear it is very common. More common than you would imagine.
So, can you get me out of here, or what?
Does he want to leave?
Yes, he wants to leave.
I volunteered to take him back up the way we came and let him... You're free! You're free!
Yeah. Alright, so you lead him back down the hallway... Up the steps.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Don't come back and, now. You're here.
And while we take him out, I would like to share with him...
Who's going?
...the benefit of the
We of should the all gods. Go.
Yeah, we should all go.
Yeah, I don't really know it's about whether or not I trust that this guy just happened to be in this room. We didn't even look up into the room. He could be lying. Well... Did you see any exits while you were up there, Drama?
No. Just the one door. John, you only saw the one door that was where you assumed that he said was blocked.
He might be suffering from duck shock. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we should all go. Let's not split up the party.
Yeah, it'll only take a few minutes anyway.
Remember the last time what happened when you split the party?
Yeah, now we have two NPCs. We don't want three. Well, now we have three, but we don't want four.
Oh, yeah,
follow while lead him up, being cautious.
So you follow the path all the way back, all the way back. I'm not going to go through the whole twist in the hallways. You're back outside. He goes, oh, thank you. I need some furs. It's very cold outside.
Oh, yeah, I want to mine. Oh, he's got his big warm coat now.
Yeah.
He'll give him some water, too. He said he was thirsty.
Yeah. And he bids you farewell when he runs down the mountainside.
Whoa! I'm free! I'm free!
Trips over a rock, goes over the cliff, he's dead.
Stay away from the lake.
What's that? Take a bath in the lake? I will! He runs off. That's the last you see him. And you guys head back down.
Okay, did our good deed for the day. Let's go.
Do you want to go back to the same area you were in, or you want to go another way?
I'm going to throw the duck up there again. No, I don't know. Never mind.
I can't change shape again.
Who said anything about changing shape? I just never mind.
You want to go back to the bedroom area where those two rooms were with the steps?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're there. Look at that, you teleported.
Wow. So now the door at the end of the hall?
The door at the end of the hallway, or you can head back a couple feet and head up to the north 15 feet for another door. Your decision.
Oh, man.
Do you want to play with me?
Oh, man. What was the third one again?
There was no third one.
Oh, okay.
You have two options, Glenn.
Okay, what were they again?
East or north?
Do you want to play a game? Sorry.
How about east?
Okay, so the eastern door. This door is a stone door. Not stoned. It is a stone door.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm a door.
Yeah. Got any munchies?
It looks kind of thick, and you have to push it to open it.
Push it to open it. Is it locked? Is there a lock?
No, there's no lock on the door, but when you put your hand on the door, you hear a slight... You hear, yeah. You feel a slight vibration.
Oh, I like that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Only Glenn.
Feel this? Feel a slight vibration. You go first. No, I'll open the door. I'll be brave and open the door.
Okay, so you push open the door, and the vibration sound becomes now a buzzing sound.
I know what to hear. Prove me wrong, Vince. Prove me wrong. Go ahead.
It's a giant lion and it jumps out and eats you. There, I proved you wrong. How about that?
See you guys later. Yeah.
But keeps you alive just long enough that you have to sit in front of your microphone, silenced, as it rips open your throat. You notice that you smell the strange smell of honey in the room, and also on the floor you see these strange glowing mushrooms.
Oh, my lord.
As you look above you, you see an intricate display of a beehive.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try and close the door real fast.
Too late, you're in the room. Luckily, nobody has heard you as of yet.
Okay, then we can sneak out of the room.
As you're pulling the door closed...
Move silently?
No, there's no moving silently on a door that goes...
not on that roll.
See, a swarm of bees about the size of your arms are heading down towards you.
Hey, Goomba. Okay. The size of my arm?
Size of your arm.
Each one is the size of my arm? Yes. Or the whole swarm?
Each one's the size of your arm.
Can I ride it? No.
Sure, roll initiative and try, Glenn. I'll give you that.
No, I'm not going to play Ant-Man. Besides my deck, well, I got a 16 deck. No, never mind.
Right, roll initiative.
It's tempting, but...
Basically, this is how it's going to work. The initiative versus initiative. If you win initiative, you're going to be able to slam the door closed before they can attack you. If they win initiative, one of them is going to be able to attack you.
Okay, then we're in a fight. Okay.
D6. Do you have any modifiers on your initiative?
Me?
Yeah, this is when a personal modifier comes into play.
Oh, you're having me roll initiative. Okay.
Yes, because it's you versus them.
I know. Well, I thought it was party initiative. Okay,
no,
I'm
at this
sorry.
Point, it's you versus them.
Okay. Missile adjustment, defensive adjustment. I don't see any modifiers on my
then you do
initiative.
Not.
So roll a d6, right?
Right.
Well, what's your dex?
My dex is 16.
Well, you should have some kind of modifier.
Yeah.
Well, I got missile adjustment, defensive
plus
adjustment,
one,
plus one. All right. There's a plus one on my. We'll work with that. DM says you're going to die. Roll a d6. Okay. 6. Plus 1, 7.
Wow. You beat me. Woo. You slam the door closed and you hear against the door.
All these stingers come through the door.
Yeah, if it was a wooden door, I'd say that, yeah.
Nothing to see in there.
Yeah, who drew that? Went from a nice shade of pink to a shade of white now.
Yeah. Don't F, and I grab the duck man and says, don't let me do that again.
Ah, I will endeavor to meet your wishes.
And who do that suddenly is starting to smell like the Wu-Gen now?
Don't attempt, just hit me over the head with something.
He's probably crapped his pants from almost dying.
Yeah.
Were those giant bees? I mean, were they the huge bees?
Well, he saw them, and that's what he's claiming. So he's showing you the size of his arm.
All right. Okay, well, I understand why you slammed the door.
No, they were elephant bees. Yeah, they were giant bees.
Every once in a while, you hear a little thud on the door as if they were trying to bang their way through.
Oh, great.
But you realize that the stone door was put there for a reason.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Well,
fun time at the zoo, woo!
But you know, if we could kill them all, we'd make a fortune in honey.
And yeah, you collect those giant glowing mushrooms.
Ah.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
North?
You head north and you come to a wooden door. This door is very rotted. It looks like that if you touch it, it might fall down.
I ain't touching it.
Nah, touch it.
The door does partly crumble inward. And as you peer through what was part of the door, you do see a bunch of barrels stacked in the corner of the room against the far eastern corner.
and there's a big ape, and he's wanting to throw them, right?
Yes. You hear boop, 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 boop. Sorry.
Get out your hammers and run at it.
I just jumped down the sewer pipe next to me.
Do the barrels look like they're all rotted, or do they look like they're in pretty... I mean, from the distance where we're at?
They look like they're in pretty good shape. Do you care to go in?
Yeah, we should at least go check it out. We might be here a while.
Light source is us, or is there light in the room?
The light source is coming from the hallway.
Okay.
The tape recorder on the wall says, play me. It says, do you want to play a game? No. Sorry, I was watching Saw today.
Well, I'll light a torch.
I only do that joke once.
Oh, okay. So you light up it, and you just see the barrel stacked oddly against the wall.
Mm.
It's kind of like one, then two, then three, then four. Going upwards.
Like an upside-down pyramid of barrels?
Like somebody used them to climb up high.
Yes, more like that, yes.
Is there... can I see the ceiling?
The ceiling is... Let's see. Barrel per barrel. Let's see. 3, 6, 9. 15 feet in the air is the ceiling.
Do I see any, like, trapdoor or anything?
Are you going up the barrels? Are you going into the barrels? Are you looking on the floor?
Just for argument's sake, yeah, I'll go up the barrels, sure.
We're not playing 3.5 here. You got to tell me what you're doing.
I am telling you what I'm doing. Climbing up the barrels.
Okay, you got to give me 2 checks for dexterity.
That's 3.5.
Because 3.5 is I search the room. Is there a trapdoor anywhere? And I just go, sure, let me roll a d20. Oh, look at that. You did it. You found it.
Oh. Now, remember, he is proficient in barrel climbing.
I didn't know that was a proficiency. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Running real fast, barrel climbing. Okay, 16 dex, so...
Give me a
3d6.
3d6? 3d6, and you have to roll... I'll give you a be fair. Roll under your dexterity.
Okay, wow. For a minute, I was going to thought you were going to put a CR number in there. I did. 11.
Okay, you get up halfway. Now, one more time. Let's get to the top.
9. I did.
You are at the very top barrel, balancing gracefully. Like you're on a flying trapeze.
You see, my sight is like the thing. Okay, and I check the ceiling out. Is there like a trapdoor or anything like that?
You check the ceiling, and it's very solid. There is no trapdoor in the ceiling.
No secret doors or anything like that. Okay, cool.
What about the wall? Check the wall.
I'm at the ceiling, not the wall. Oh, wait a minute. He's stacked up against the wall.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so...
All right, check the wall then.
You do find what appears to be a secret door.
Ooh, is there an obvious lever right there near it?
No, actually, it's an obvious, like, cut in the wall. You can actually, just by looking at it, you say, aha, a door.
Aha, a door. Do I have to, like, stick my hand in it or something?
You just slide it to the left.
I do, so...
Okay, you see it's a crawl space that heads to the east, and it goes into another room. If you like to go...
crawl space.
Yeah, 10 feet to the east.
Okay, and I start crawling in the crawl space, and meet David Hedison coming the other way. No, yeah, okay. Yeah, I go through the crawl space. Okay. Old people will get that joke.
Yeah, old people's right. You crawl, and as you're getting closer to the end, you start hearing, like, murmuring, like, people talking. You gonna creep to the very end and look, or...?
I am listening.
You see, what appears to be, as you peer over to the end, 8 humanoid figures sitting around a table, drinking, playing cards, and talking about what they're gonna do with the treasure they found.
Oh, yeah? Huh. I crawl back. I'm looking in this room. They're sitting around a table, you said?
Like a square table.
Okay, like playing cards or
dice. Yeah, they're
or
just
something,
they're just talking. Chilling out and they're talking, drinking, and talking about the latest treasure they found, and you see a door to the very far east of the room and to the north of the room.
Ah, okay. All right. I go back and report to the rest of the people. I found some guys.
How many of them?
Oh, about, what'd you say, a half dozen?
I don't know, how many did I say? Let Glenn figure that one out.
A bunch.
A bunch.
Do they look odd like that stout fellow we escorted to the front door? Do they look different? Do they?
They don't appear to be of the Orient descent. If that's what you're asking.
I think we should
not
like
of the
bush.
Orient descent or bent.
Think we ought to climb through there and bushwhack them?
Well, considering one at a time can get in the crawl space and get down.
Do we know if they're evil?
You don't know that. You have a paladin detecting evil?
If I,
alas, I memorize detect magic, not detect evil.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Man, that samurai can't do it, can he?
No.
No. I'd send the Wujin down there to throw a spell or two, but they'd probably smell him coming.
Yeah, and I only have one spell. There is no or two, not yet.
Okay, what is that spell, by the way?
Magic missile.
I can't
That'll work.
Magic missile.
No. Hey, goodbye.
And a magic missile's going to hurt one person, just piss off the rest of them.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you got, like, crossbow bolts and, you know, fired up. Ideas? Anybody?
I still have a couple of those necklaces. I could drop one in and maybe one of them sees it and puts it on, not knowing what it does, and then while they're trying to pull it off of the guy's neck, we could do something, or I don't know.
We should not assume they are evil. If they are like the other one that we rescued, they could be allies against the giant dragon.
When did the duck become Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I would say too bad he can't change more often. I'd change him into a duck and throw him down there. That seems to work.
Yeah, that seems to work best on the duck through the hole. Yeah, see what happens.
The old duck.
Throw the duck at the party, boy.
The duck is like the old Obi-Wan Kenobi for some reason.
I'm a Shukenza.
That passage opens high on the wall.
Yeah,
so we're like,
yeah.
The same. If we went through, we'd be like 15 feet off the ground.
Yeah. It just so happens
ambush.
That the room is dark enough that he was able to just sneak a little peek out and see them.
Looking over the edge.
Yeah.
So looking at the map, I don't see how we can get. I mean, that we can't get to that. It looks like I can't get to that room any other way.
Well, there's ways.
Well, there's two doors.
Right, but I'm saying it's not from here, it's somewhere else.
Right.
Look.
So.
I think we should go back through, take down some of the barrels, so that if they try to get back through this way, they can't without some kind of problem. And then we be on our way, head back up around, maybe go back up towards the top of the map and try to come south.
Are we even certain that they came through this way?
That's a good question.
Well, there was. I'm looking at the map, going from a DM perspective to a player's perspective. There is a way you haven't gone from the original square that you guys were on. So.
Mm. Yeah, my map got all screwed up on those last four doors. So.
I told you not the map.
Huh.
Those doggone players.
Yeah. Someone always insists on trying to beat the DM and map. Makes sense of what he's talking about.
Impossible.
My map changes.
I don't see how charging through there makes much sense. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, first, if we go one at a time, we have to drop, what, 10, 15 feet down?
Yep.
So the first guy is going to be chopped to pieces by the time the second guy drops.
Well, first guy's going to drop, break a leg, be destroyed, then the second guy will drop, die. It's like lemmings.
And, of course, we had a Barry Kwan.
With a duck.
Unless we all just hustle really fast through that little crawl space tunnel and just plummet one after another out into the room.
like lemmings?
You could go, go, ha-ha, boom, go, go, ha-ha, boom.
You could drop a rope down and quietly crawl down. Maybe that'll work?
We could those just... guys would keep playing cards, and we could get down if they cooperated, but we have to trust that they're...
Please wait until we all get down for a fair fight.
Yeah. It's like those martial arts movies you were talking about where they wait in line.
Yeah. Yeah. You can call to them, too, if they're 15 well, feet down.
This is Oriental Adventures. We could do that.
That's right. They always waited for Bruce Lee. Why don't they wait for you, right?
if we could lure them to actually try to come up and come over on our side, then we might be able to put them in a disadvantage.
Well, do we have any passages that we hadn't gone down that led in the southern direction that may lead to this?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, why don't we follow that?
As you head back up to where that is, and if we see any passages on the way there that we haven't explored, check them out first, but head back up that way.
You're a wise man.
I'm Shukenja.
Now, why would I ever bait you into doing anything, Dwayne?
What was that?
Why would I bait you into doing anything?
I don't know.
because you work for Fox News.
Yeah. Because as a DM, that's what I would do.
You know what? Next RFI podcast, I'm going to say I'm DM Geraldo.
Dwayne, you're on the show?
What?
No.
Since I'm Fox News, I'm going to call myself DM Geraldo now. This is Fox News.
About to buy a big mustache.
Hey, Glenn, you want to do an intro for RFI using the Fox News music?
If I could find just the music, yes.
Okay. I think I'm going to do that.
I still think we should do, like, me and you do, like, OSR Today or OSR News and use the Fox News.
We're playing a game. Forget it. We'll talk about it later. All right. I wanted to do that. You didn't want to, anyway.
Well, I didn't want to that day. I had stuff to do. Sorry.
All right, so you guys are going to go back. Okay, let's see here. You're going to go back down, out, south, around, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to bring you back to the original room of where the steps were when you first came down. This would be the original room you first came into.
Again.
Now, when you head to the west and you head down south, there was a door right there, which was where you guys found a bunch of old armor stuff, like rusted armor, spears, and swords, and things like that. And then instead of going to the east, which you did not go, you went to the west.
So we go to the east?
If you go to the east, there was a door about 15 feet down, and it continued on, and there was another hallway T intersection, and the path continued further on that you couldn't see. You guys did not go down that way.
Okay.
So you're going to head to that first door that is on the north wall, 15 feet in. And it's closed.
Let's go. Those guys. I listen.
You don't hear anything.
Okay. Is there a lock?
No, it's just a normal door with a pull.
Okay, somebody else open it. I was bit once.
I'll open it.
Okay, you push open the door. It seems to be what appears to be a small study. It does smell mildewy, like someone has not been in here a while.
Uh-huh.
Looking about the books on the wall, most of them were occult lore. There is, on the desk, an open book about the ecology of water. And on the very, very top shelf, to the far end of the room, sits a spell book of Wugen spells.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It actually says in the book, Wugen Spellbook. No kidding, I wrote that.
Okay.
Right next to the book that's titled, Kurosawa Was a Punk.
Yeah. Next to it says, The Legend of Fin Fang Foom, The Adventure. Complete.
I'm going to look. We still have the ghost with us, right?
Yes.
I'm going to go look towards him and then look at the book, and then look back towards him. And what does he do?
He looks at the book. And he says, he says, yes, yes.
Okay.
It's a book.
See the title? How I Do It by David Lopan.
Yeah. My story, Jack Burton.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm going to go get the book.
It is 15 feet in the air.
Oh, it's 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, at the very top
is
of the bookcase.
Is it hovering it there? Hovering there?
It's on top of the bookcase. Yeah, but it's hovering in the room.
Come get me!
It's like the Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania. It's hanging by a string. You got to climb a ladder for it.
Okay.
So you climb the shelf, or what?
Can our duck man, can he fly as a half duck?
No. No, I can't.
Okay.
The monk should be able to climb up there.
Climbing bookshelves, that's it.
Yeah, that's like, you got like 100% on that, right? Right, Glenn?
Yeah, sure, wink, wink, wink. What do you think, Vince?
Let me refer to the book here. Yeah, you do.
Oh, well, then I do so.
Well, yeah, you have a climb ability. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
You look at the shelf, you know it's not that sturdy. It's just moldy, and the room is really dingy. You kind of look at it and go, I might be able to make it if you make it worth my while. I mean, yeah. Not like that.
Not that person.
Yeah, not that person.
I'm a monk. I will do it for the honor. What honor? But anyway, yeah, I will go up and do that. Do I need to make dex rolls or anything like that?
Just one climb roll.
One, which I don't have a climb on here.
Oh, monks don't have climb?
85%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's say they have climb skill.
86.
Okay, you barely make it to the top. For more information, please visit one of the shelves. Actually kind of crumbles a little bit as you step on it. But you make it to the top. And there's
this really bad, right?
Yeah. And there's the book in all its glory right in front of your face.
I grab it. Do I have to say anything like Clato Verata Nictu before I do that?
Yeah, it sucks you inside the book and you die.
Okay.
You can leave
that. That's it for me, guys. Bye.
See you on Thaco's Hammer, right?
Yeah. He comes out at Thaco's Hammer.
Yeah. See, you grab the book and it's now in your possession. You'd have to drop it down for you to get back down, though.
All right. I drop it. Somebody go catch this?
Yes.
I'll catch it.
All right. The Wujin catches it, and Glenn, you climb down very easily.
Yes.
And you now have a spell book in your hands.
Okay. The Wujin Book of Sorrows. Yeah.
It's a Book of Sorrows podcast. It's a whole chapter on Trask.
Yeah.
It's the campaign log. Oh, my God.
Captain's log. Stardate 21517.
I had this rod with me.
Maybe those characters in the other room were the Book of Sorrows characters.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nah, that'd be too easy.
No, they had a bunch of treasure they were talking about.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
And I don't think there was ever eight of them, so.
Oh, well, I'm going to put it in my backpack, and when we bed down, I'm going to take a look at it.
Oh, so. How cute. All right, so you guys going to head out of the room, or that's the end of that room? Is the Duckman taking the Book of Ponds?
Oh, yes.
Okay, the Duckman takes the Book of Pond Ecologies.
He's I can read about my relatives.
Yes, you can. Talks about different types of ducks in it. And how to cook them for dinner. No!
I told you he was going to duck up.
Oh. Boom, boom. Anyway, you can head east, and then it'll head to the south, or you can head east and head to the north.
Let's go with the way we didn't go.
Either way is the way you didn't go. But
I think east and south would be closer to those.
Yeah, that's guys. What you want. You were trying to head south, so.
All right, we will.
Okay, you head south. Goes about 20 feet, and finally, when it turns to the east, there is a big rubble in the hallway. Not a Barney rubble, Glenn, be quiet. And
Hey, Fred, how you doing? Look at those guys coming down the hallway, Fred.
It looks like
look at that.
It looks like it crumbled down, the ceiling fell down. And there appears to be a bunch of animated tools working to clear the debris.
Are they singing?
Yes, they're all brooms.
Oh my god, they're singing.
And they're all brooms. You see Mickey Mouse conducting it on the left. No, they don't seem to acknowledge you, and they seem to be clearing the debris slowly.
Keep up the good work, men.
Does the hallway just turn towards the east and it's filled in with the rubble?
Yeah, that's all you can see.
I'm a tool, but I don't know. I'm a tool, but I don't know where this all this rubble goes.
If I was a hammer,
wait a minute,
I'd hammer in the morning.
Shall we go?
Well, we're not going to question the brooms.
You can either leave it or you can help them.
That'd be an idea, but I have to grab a broom to help.
They're not brooms.
Probably
better
make a clean sweep of the area.
Good idea.
They're not just brooms. There's like they're shovels and different picks and tools clocking away at the debris.
Is it debris or does it look like the walls had caved in, the ceiling caved in?
The walls and the ceilings caved in.
I'll help them.
All right.
I'll take my scythe and just start chopping away.
All right, you start helping Glenn, and you see, they don't seem to bother with you. They just work around you. Anyone else going to help?
I turn and look at the Wu Jen, and I say, "What does the ghost of the pin say? The pin ghost. Does he think that this is strange?"
Does he?
And he looks at you and he says, "I don't remember this being here."
He does not remember this.
Go down to south, gonna see Miss Liza.
If you do check the wall next to the debris, he goes, there is a door there. Heading to the south, he said.
Alright. Hammer turns to me and says, "How long are you in for?"
That's right. Next at the Apollo is Glenn tonight. Glenn Hallstrom, please step up.
Why don't we check that door?
Well, we gotta help clear out.
Clear the area, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start hauling out rocks and start like a bucket brigade with the rocks. But keep your eye up, because if you hear anything or feel rumbles, get away.
After about a couple hours of doing that, you finally clear a path enough to get to this door of the mysterious man talked about, heading to the south.
Yeah, the tools start breaking down the door.
No, the tools continue to clean the debris out of the way.
Yeah.
Bum-ba-dee-da, bum-ba-dee-da.
Let's listen at the door.
Okay, listening at the door. Where's my description?
This voice on the other side, "Get the hell in here!
I'm sorry, this room has not been completed. Please come back at a different time." No, I'm kidding. It appears to be empty. Sounding. Whoops.
For a monster room, press 1. For a treasure room, press 2.
For a blatant trap just to kill Glenn, press 4.
4!
Even your own party wants to kill you.
Well, I'm going to guess that if there was a trap on this door, it would have already went off when the millions of pounds of rocks came down on top of it. So, you want to check, see if it's locked?
You can push this door open.
All right. I'll give it a push.
Give it a push, you see it's a very small room. It appears to be a sitting room. There's two chairs and there's a door to the the door at the end of the room on the western wall.
There's nobody in this room, right?
No.
Too bad. Nice sitting room.
Nice sitting room. Yes.
That's all I have to say.
The chairs are nice and cushy, too.
Oh, yeah. The comfy chairs.
Yeah,
okay.
Comfy chairs.
Let's go listen to the other door.
Listening at the other door, Glenn, you hear voices.
In my head.
They are guys.
They sound very familiar.
Ah, us echoing back.
No. Yes.
is it is there a lock?
No lock on the door.
Okay.
You can pull the door open. Well,
hang on. So, what's our plan? What's our plan here, guys? They were trapped here. But they were trapped. Right. They had.
You think they were trapped, maybe.
Well, there is another door in that room. In the room that they were in, there was a door to the north, so they not necessarily trapped, and they probably crawled into this room on the barrels, so.
Right, but we shouldn't just go in there and start hacking at them. We should, and they could be good guys.
Right.
Well, throw the duck in, let's see what they do. Sorry. That seems to be my only solution.
Well, listen, see what they're talking about this time. Are they arguing? Are they fighting?
No, they're just playing cards and talking about the treasure they found. And
they're good guys. Good guys play cards.
So do bad guys. So do jailers.
Find treasure and bad guys.
Hey, when I saw them, through the crawl space, were they drinking?
Yes.
Okay, so they may be drunk, so we may have a chance.
Do they wear black? Because good guys wear black.
No, they're wearing white. They all have white cowboy hats on.
Why don't you knock on the door, for crying out loud?
Let us introduce ourselves.
Alright. All of a sudden, the talking stops. You hear a few chairs scratch against the ground. And you hear, "Who is it?"
Food service!
Pizza delivery.
What's a pizza?
Landshark.
Landshark. What's the password?
Dragons. Dragon bites.
Treasure.
Wrong.
The doorway's been cleared out.
He opens the door. It's about to... Who the hell are you guys? He slams the door.
Hi,
real
how
quick.
You doing? No.
He slams the door real quick.
Ow.
You hear a lot of ruckus.
Can I
stick my foot in there?
You try to push it, you can't. It's like someone's holding the door. You do hear a lot of ruckus and a lot of noise.
Excuse me! We're trying to help!
You hear
Who's
a lot
our strong
thud.
Man?
That'd be me. I'll kick it open.
Go ahead.
When we're on percentile?
You'd like it
yeah.
or not.
93, that didn't do much.
93, you bust open the door. You see that there was a short man blocking the door, who opened the door. And you see the table is now on its side, and you see four guys holstering their arrows at you.
Don't shoot!
My hands up. Hold on.
We're not these dragon people.
Peace.
You all gonna go in the room now, or?
Well, you hold up our hands, you know, like, hey, we're not here to fight. If you don't attack us, we don't attack you.
Uh-huh. You're here to steal our treasure.
Nope. We're here to, that's not your treasure. You stole it. We freed your other companion. He was trapped. We rescued him. I'm making a guess here that this guy was with them.
You rescued Tulok?
That redhead dwarf dude?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a bad feeling.
He said
that.
Never mind. I was playing a PC role for a minute.
I'm sorry. Don't do that.
Yeah. Ah. You freed him, huh?
Yes, and he ran for the hills. Or away from the hills.
He fell off a cliff. He's dead. He's a bit crazy. That's why we barricaded him in that room.
He did want to eat me.
Well, you are a duck.
I am also a man.
This is our duck of peace. We throw him in the room to show that there's no ill intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You adventured here for some particular purpose. He wasn't very clear on it, but he seemed to be just pretty much wanting to leave, so we weren't able to find out why he was here. Why have you come here?
Treasure, of course.
Seemed to be a long way off for just treasure.
What, Glenn?
You seem...
Have you seen a little wizened old man here?
Oh, yeah, they were in room 39. No, he says they were...
You got a map, too?
Here you go. No. He said, oh, yeah, they were... I saw some old man in here recently. He was in the other part of the caves. He's crying about something about help or something. I don't know. We weren't interested in him. Help.
Something. He didn't have any treasure.
No, he didn't have any treasure. We didn't care.
Help, we did, can't sell that.
We did find this really nice-looking sword near him, though. We can't explain it. It's a weird-looking sword. It's kind of curved. Kind of like the blades that you hold in your hands. He shows it to... He pulls it out of a... He unwraps it from a blanket. You see it's a golden katana.
Hmm.
Ooh.
It glows.
Does it glow like the longsword that we found?
Yes.
Hmm. Maybe we could make a trade. Do we...
What do you have to trade us?
Do we want to show... Do we want to show this guy our sword that we found?
I'll show you yours or show me mine.
We'll see whose is longer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, rated R for this podcast.
Yeah, okay, I pull out the funky western sword.
Is that what you're calling it these days?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's nice. Mm.
Good weight.
Is that what you want to trade?
Perhaps I should cast Detect Magic to make sure that the what we're trading is worthwhile.
Good idea.
Are you saying that in character or out of character?
In character.
Okay.
What do they say?
They say fine.
Okay. So I shall seek the gods' wisdom on what is magical around us. O gods, reveal to us that all which right. is magic.
Okay.
A bunch of things glow in the room. Including the katana, including the sword.
And the duck.
And the duck, yes.
Oh. Is it, it just detects magic. It doesn't... Does it give you any kind of hint as to the type of magic? Like a protective magic or a...
No, it just...
No, different hues or something?
It was just a general over, just detect magic.
Unfortunately, the gods are not very specific.
It seems your sword is as magical as mine, and well, I don't know how to use
that, and you can't use this. So
yeah, I don't know how to use this sword, and you know how to use that sword. Trade, why not?
Well, this isn't. I don't say this out loud in front of these guys, but the ghost in the pen, didn't he tell us it was a holy sword?
Did he?
I remember somebody telling us it was a holy sword.
I see.
Or like had a holy. No.
All
right. Well, then, we can let them know that we think that that's what it is. I'm not going to tell them how we know.
So what does, Mr. Ghost think of this trade?
I don't know.
Dwayne?
He Ghost? Says that the ghost... guy, huh? The ghost guy said he says that the sword they hold will kill Fin Fang.
Oh. Sounds good.
Excuse me.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
The Fin Fang killing sword.
Would you like me to wrap it? No, I'm kidding.
Does it come with an extended warranty?
No extended warranty this time. He actually hands over to the sword, and he hands off his hand for the other sword.
Okay, hand it over.
And he hands you the other? You guys evenly traded. The sword feels warm to touch.
Hmm.
Didn't even hear it. So now what do we do, the guy says to you?
Were you guys trapped in here? Well,
yeah,
blocked by this rubble?
We were. We were having those tools clean out the hallway.
Did you fight
a giant dragon? Your friend Tulak said that is how you died.
We're not dead.
You don't look very dead, yeah.
No, I didn't know there was a giant dragon here. I think we're going to get out of here now if there is.
I wonder how he knew of the giant dragon.
I don't know.
If the old man came by here, could you tell us which way he went? What do you want me to do? So here's a 20. Come on. Bribe the guy.
He says, it's down that hallway past the room where we barricaded to lock in.
Ah, thank you. And good luck on your treasure hunting.
Thank you. And they all file out to the north.
That had a dead alewives vibe to it, that last encounter.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Gullstaff.
Yeah, I know.
They file out the north door.
Yep.
And they told us to go a different direction.
Yep.
I think we can. Their pathway obviously goes somewhere that we don't know about, or we're just lost on this map.
There he goes with the map again.
Told you not the map.
Well, do we want to follow their directions, or do we want to follow them?
Did they go the way we came from, or did they go...
They went out the other door that was in this room.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, well, everybody roll a d6 for me.
Back the way we came.
Everybody roll a d6 for me.
Says we're gonna come.
4.
5.
3.
Anybody get a 1 or a 2?
Nope. I got a 2.
You hear a clicking sound coming from the north.
I hear a what sound?
Clicking.
I hear a clicking on the microphone. Okay.
Yeah, that's someone clicking their mute button on and off.
Not me.
So where was that sound coming from?
The north.
Where those guys went?
Through the door.
Let's check it out, I guess.
Okay, you head over to the door, and you see the door is locked.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I might just have to open it with my pick lock skill. Open locks 25%. Let's see if the gods are smiling on me, or I'm just... spinning around in a circle. 22.
You go to the lock, you go to put your pick tools in, and you go, I can't unlock this. The clicking sound is what you heard with them jamming something into the lock and breaking it.
Oh.
Ah.
I knew I should have gave him a necklace.
You can trade. Here's 8 necklaces for you.
Here's, these are unhonorable gentlemen.
Then I pick the lock by turning my scythe on the blunt end and whacking the lock real hard. Or does somebody want to burst the door open? I don't care.
Well?
Is this door on the right, or on the left or the right side of the hallway?
In other words, does it open in or out?
You'd have to push it open to get in to open it.
Okay, that's a push.
And this was in the other. This was in the northern part of the room.
Oh, this is that door.
Yes. Give me a d6 for everybody.
Alright.
2.
5.
6.
2.
People with the 2s hear a grinding sound near the other door which you came through.
Uh-oh.
We Guess hear them say,
oh. You hear a dog barking.
Let's hustle over to that door before it...
You go over to the door where you heard the sound, and you try to pull it open, and there seems to be a resistance to it, and you can't open it. You pull and pull on the handle, and it does not open.
Combine strength on anybody? Oh, even a 17 strength like me, I can't get it open.
No. You try, and you try, and you try.
Hey, at least you got that.
I'm waiting for the ceiling to come down or something.
What about that secret way in? Yeah, that we first spied them via.
Oh, the duct?
The 15-foot. Yeah.
You see it up there.
Let's get out of here before something.
Well, how do you plan on getting to it?
Barrels? Isn't there barrels in this room?
Yeah, I carried the 10 barrels.
That was the other room.
I brought the 10
human
barrels.
Human pyramid.
Well, that's why I asked what they were drinking. They've got to be drinking from somewhere.
There's a table in the room. We can drag that over there, and then that's at least 3 or 4 feet higher.
Run and climb on someone's shoulders and
throw the dwarf up.
Dwarf tossing. Dwarf tossing.
You all head over to the area where the duct is, and you're trying to figure it out, and you start feeling the floor start rumbling below you.
Oh, boy.
Big yes.
Toss the dwarf.
He's got 150 pounds, so it's not like it's a...
And it seems like now you seem to be getting further and further away from the duct as you feel the floor going further and further down.
Okay.
As you turn around, you see the floor behind you is now becoming almost parallel to you, as if the floor is slowly tilting below you.
Oh, man. Yeah. For a minute, I thought it was an elevator.
No, nice try, Glenn.
Well, you know, like at the Haunted Mansion, you know, stretching.
Do something.
I grab some rope.
Okay.
Out of my backpack. Uh-huh. And I think we should tie each other together. Okay. And then somehow... Is anybody up in that... Did we manage to get anybody up in that... That duct?
No, because we just stood there and looked at it.
Okay, now, here's how it goes.
Okay, screwed.
Yes. You have one action to tell me what you're doing. Otherwise, you guys are going to be... The floor is going to be a parallel floor, and you're going to be falling. You're all in the... What would be considered the southwest corner.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start down the list. All right, Co, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and grab anything on the wall I can hang on to if I can. Doorknob or anything.
Well, there's no doorknob, but you might be able to grab onto the wall.
Okay.
Okay, Oshi? Chris?
I don't know. I'm going to look around and see if I can find a handhold in the wall, a crack or something. Did he?
Not too many cracks left on the wall. Okay.
if the monk got out the rope, mm-hmm. I'm gonna tie the rope onto me while I'm looking around for something to grab a hold of.
You got one action to tie the rope or look around for something to hold on to.
I'll tie the rope.
Okay. Fun up. John.
I'm going to. The other door that had gotten the lock jammed in it, does it have a doorknob?
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to leap for it and try to grab onto it.
Okay. Who do that?
Dex roll. Ditto about trying to grab onto the wall.
Okay.
My first inclination is to grab onto Co, but I don't want to do that.
And Dwayne, what are you going to do?
Well, I guess I'm going to try to climb the wall. I'm not a monk or anything, but it's worth a shot. I mean, if there's no way in the other handholds or anything, you know. I mean, they're going to fall or scrape the wall falling, so I might as well try to go up.
Okay.
What's the samurai and the... What's her name doing?
Laughing.
They don't appear to be here. They're outside. They're outside.
They were smart.
Yeah, they went
for a cigarette.
Yeah. They went for a smoke break. Yeah.
All right, Chris, for crying out loud.
So, what?
He's
I said nothing.
Climb the wall. Climb the wall.
OK. Okay, so the floor is now tilting downwards, and the other part of the floor is tilting upwards. You guys are sliding down. Let's go down the line. Ko, you said you were going to grab the wall.
Yeah.
Do you have a climb skill?
I do not.
Dexterity check.
Okay.
5d6. Roll under your dexterity.
Wow. Okay. 5d6. A lot of dice. Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the harder it is, right. More dice.
15, dexterity 13. No, missed it by 2.
Wow!
Okay. You're a splash, or a splash.
Oshi? He's tying the rope to himself? Or is he... Yeah, I believe you were tying the rope to yourself, right?
Right, and nobody else has it tied down, so I'll just follow the rope tied to me.
So you tie yourself to the rope and whoop, slide down. Okay. Fonop was running across the room, and he grabs for the handle of the door. You give me a dexterity check, 3d6 under your dexterity.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no problem. I rolled a 7. I'm not for sure what my dex is, but I'm sure it's better than 7.
Yeah. You actually grab onto the handle, and you're fine. You do notice that when you do that, the floor kind of moves that way, downwards, as you're heading that way. It's kind of weird. Who do that?
Climb the wall!
Go ahead, roll your climb.
18, I dude it.
Oh, you latch onto the wall like a little spider. And it comes
look
down.
Look at that guy go.
Yes, it does. And... Dwayne.
Oh, I was trying to climb a wall as a drunken wizard, so... Oh, no.
You're rolling 3D... I'm sorry, 5D6. You have no skill.
No. I got a 17. My dex is 14, so...
Woof, you fly down.
Yeehaw!
So, who do that is on the wall... let's see. Ko slid down. Oshi tied a rope to himself and went, oh shit, nobody's holding onto the rope. And went sliding down.
That's great.
Let's see. Fonop is holding onto the doorknob for his dear life. And
wishing I hadn't turned into a duck.
And
previously.
Dwayne's character caught one.
And looks up at the laughing ghost.
The ghost is falling with you.
Oh, great.
Keeping you company.
Yeah, how nice.
So when he ran over and grabbed for the doorknob, he ran to the kind of the opposite, well, sort of opposite direction of us.
Yes.
Did the floor kind of tip up from where I was?
Yeah, the floor tipped up a little bit, but since there were so many of you over there.
Right.
The next time we spread out and balance on the floor.
One in each corner.
Yeah.
Those that
then
fell.
Then nobody can move.
Yeah. Those that fell is complete darkness for them right now. Hoodoo Dad's on the wall, and Fonop is hanging on the door. See, the room slowly tilts back to normal.
Okay.
And you are now standing up on your two web feet.
Huh. So does the floor now seem stable again?
Yes, it seems very sturdy now.
We need to rescue our friends. We must find a way to reactivate the floor.
Talking to me?
Mister,
there ain't no one else in the room.
Mister, I just crap my pants and I'm hanging on the wall.
Yeah, I shoot my web shooters and swing over to the other wall. All right, fine. I can run onto the floor.
To answer your question, your torch would have went out.
All right.
As you fell into complete darkness.
So what do we do?
First, we must secure a way to rescue our friends once the floor is reactivated.
First, we go back to town and get a new group.
Yeah. Maybe we catch up with those other guys, yeah.
Can you climb up to the to the area that the vent area that goes to the other room.
Can I climb up there? Well, I'll try. And I try.
Okay, you easily climb up there.
Okay, now throw a rope down.
Your rope is gone.
No. Yeah, we already threw it down.
Well.
Okay. My rope is gone? Hey, wait a minute. You bugger. I was going to say throw the rope, throw the whole 50 feet down. No, keep one end.
That'd be the Three Stooges thing to do. Throw the rope down. Boom. No, you idiot. Hold on to it.
So I have no rope. What else is in the room here?
A table in the middle with a bunch of chairs. That seemed,
they haven't slid?
That seems to have not slid.
They must be attached to the floor. I go over and check them.
They seem to be sturdily into the floor. All everything, the table and the chairs.
Oh man, next time we do the floor thing, I'm going to sit in a chair. That'll be fun.
So as long as we hold on to the table and chairs, we should be safe. Now we must find a way to reactivate the trap. So start looking for a switch or a lever or something that would cause the floor to start tipping again.
Okay.
Well, the way it started tipping before is you all went over to the corner below the vent or where the crawl space.
The gods are telling me that the way it started tipping before was we all went over to the crawl space.
You got a direct line to him, right? Okay.
I believe the gods speak to me, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's walk over to the
all right.
to the crawl space area.
Ready to jump on the wall in case something happens.
Okay, the two of you walk over there, and the floor starts tilting.
Okay, I race back to the center and hold on to the table.
Okay. I jump in a chair.
Okay, both dexterity.
And I hold on to the chair.
Dexterity checks for the two of you.
What am I rolling?
3d6. Okay. Since you know it's already what's going to happen.
Oh!
11. Yeah.
My dex is 10, and I rolled a 10.
Excuse me. 13, I'm sorry. I've got a 16 dex and I rolled a 13.
So, Glenn, you're under it. Okay.
So you have to get under.
I have to get under the table?
No, I'm under your dexterity.
Oh, thank you.
You grab onto the chair, Glenn, and sit down for your little fun ride.
I hold on for dear life.
And you hear, wah! Woof, and the duck man is now gone.
Duck, you there?
Wah! You just hear that and the floor just evens itself out eventually.
He ducked out.
So, what about everybody else? Did they see, like, light show up when the floor was reactivated?
9.
Oh.
9 of them?
No.
Oh. 9 lights.
What can I see now? I have infravision.
You see nothing but darkness.
Even with my infravision,
Your character's kaput for now. Glenn, this is now officially the Glenn Show.
Yeah,
I should admit it. That was the plan the entire time.
It's the Glenn Show, the Glenn Show. It's all about Glenn and it's his show.
Remember the mirror? It showed just Glenn.
That's remember.
Was he sitting in a chair?
Before the floor goes completely, goes, hey guys, you gotta try this. This is fun.
So, Glenn, your two options here are make your way to the crawl space and get out, or slide down with the rest of them.
Oh, I'm gonna activate the floor again. And I'm gonna hold onto the wall, and when the floor goes, I'm going to jump.
Okay, you crawl over to the crawl space, and the floor goes down.
And I, from the wall, come up on the wall! Plunk, and I go.
And you go into utter darkness. And that's where we're stopping.
Of course.
Well, I know Glenn has to go for a Thaco's hammer anyway, so.
If, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, you're not doing it? I thought you were.
Well, we'll see how the other three... See who's there, let me put it that way.